Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are in our second week of September, and everything babies we are talking about this week. And our wonderful sponsor, Ace Handyman Services Greater Wausau, was good enough to help us out with that as well. And last week, we talked with Karin Bartelt, owner, and talked about how to baby-proof your house. And this week, our special treat, our brand new guest, is Elizabeth Robinson. She is the Community Engagement Manager at the Neighbor's Place and the Baby's Place. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we are kind of knee-deep in some fun stuff with you guys, and we're going to be helping with this second annual diaper and baby hygiene drive, right?
Yes. I'm glad you said knee-deep in fun stuff.
Yes. All kinds of fun baby things.
Yes, yes.
And because you're new, we've got to put you through the paces, because this is Wellness Wednesday, so we have some protocol, and we have questions for you.
All right.
So to get us started, I'm going to ask you, when I say the word wellness, what does that mean? What does that trigger to you? What does wellness mean to you?
Wellness is looking at the whole person, their overall health. So what, for me, what is the state of my mind, my thoughts? How is my body? You know, what am I eating? How much am I moving? How much time am I spending with people I love?
Very good. And what do you do for yourself to help with that? Because again, this is balance, right? What did you say, balance would be a good word?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So this is a very common thing, a theme in here with my guests, is it's all about balance. Mm-hmm. So for your balance, what do you do for yourself? Do you have like family things you do, individual things?
Yeah, so I have a very sweet dog named Lainey Lou, and we go for daily walks. She is the softest little golden doodle, so she brings a lot of joy and balance into my life, and family is super important. I grew up dancing, and so movement's always been a big source of balance for me, and now I teach yoga, so yoga has kind of replaced that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's one of those areas that I always feel like I really should learn yoga, and then I just don't. So maybe we'll talk.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that.
Gotta come Sunday nights.
Ooh, all right. Might be a date. Okay. So I think this is very obvious, I guess, if you will, how you correlate with this industry, this place, the Neighbor's Place. So we're going to ask you that other question, but I want to back you up a little bit and tell us about the Neighbor's Place. And then when we come back from break, we'll talk about the Neighbor's Place and what you're doing for the others' wellness, if that's all right with you. So tell us who you are again and how you came to your position and how we'd get a hold of you.
Right. So I am the community engagement manager at the Neighbor's Place. And that's kind of like one of those positions where it's like, well, what do you do? A little bit of everything, which is a lot of fun. I enjoy that very much. I have a diverse background. I studied dance and psychology in college and went on to pursue dance. But along with that, you know, I had to supplement. And so I spent a lot of time nannying and in the service industry. But I've always loved kids. I also had a stint in organic farming. Oh. And so local sustainable food systems have been a passion of mine. And so all of that kind of came together when this job opportunity opened up. I moved from United Way here in Marathon County to the Neighbor's Place, where I could bring in my passion for serving families and babies and also food security, ensuring that people have access to healthy food. So that's been a big priority in recent years with the Neighbor's Place is not just are we providing food, moving away from food assistance as like an emergency response. We're no longer, I mean, COVID times, yes, we were responding to an emergency situation, but now we're seeing people are constantly in need of that assistance. So we're looking at, you know, if this is ongoing, we want to make sure that we are thinking about the wellness of our guests, that we're providing healthy food options, that we are also addressing kind of the root cause. So we also now have a coaching program called More Than Food, identifying other obstacles that families are facing. And then we've added on the diaper assistance program, the Baby's Place, providing a supplemental supply of diapers, because oftentimes the choice is, do I put enough food on the table for three meals a day for my family, or do I provide enough diapers for my baby? And not having adequate diaper supply can really impact the overall health of the entire family.
Yeah, and it's such a normal thing that everybody that has anything to do with children has, and you don't really think about it until you break it down. So
right.
This is a perfect time. We'll stop it right here for our break. And then when we come back, we're going to dig into the second annual diaper and baby hygiene drive and how you help the community through the Neighbor's Place. So we'll be right back with Elizabeth Robinson, Community Engagement Manager with the Neighbor's Place and the Baby's Place. And we will hear from our wonderful sponsor, Ace Handyman Services, Greater Wausau. And we will be right back. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for hanging out and sticking with us on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday, the second week in September. We are here talking with Elizabeth Robinson, Community Engagement Manager with the Neighbor's Place and the Baby's Place. If you caught the first part of this, we were talking to Elizabeth about her views on wellness, and it's all kind of the same thing as most of my guests talk about, is balance. And everybody has a little bit different balance, but you're very into dance and rhythm and movement and things and nutrition, which has all kind of brought you full circle into this position, right? So the third question I'd have for you is, what do you do to help others with their wellness? So let's talk about this diaper drive and all the fun things we have going on with this. And then when we get to the end, we'll put a bunch of links in here so people can get to these programs.
Yeah.
Okay. So explain to us what the second annual diaper and baby hygiene drive is.
I will say what I love about my position is the fact that I partner with so many different businesses and agencies in the community. And, you know, that's where you really make a big impact, is bringing a lot of people on board, helping them understand. So with this actually started last year. The Knights of Columbus Wausau Council came to me and said, hey, we want to do a diaper drive for the Baby's Place. And so it's the Knights are all men. The wives were an integral part. I want to give them a shout out here because they do a lot of the legwork up front. And, you know, it wouldn't have been as successful without their support. And the Knights were great with delivering boxes out to different collection sites and then picking all the diapers up. We had a pretty impressive drive for its first year. And then this year they wanted to do it again. I asked that they move it to align with Diaper Need Awareness Week, which falls in late September. And they were all good with that. I heard from Jody McGuire with Welcome Baby saying that you and Welcome Baby wanted to be involved in a diaper drive in some capacity. So you came on board with that. And this collaboration has been truly amazing. You know, I just get chills when I look over all that we've pulled together for this upcoming drive and seeing the response from the community, how many businesses want to get involved.
Yeah, that's very nice because we are all part of the community. So,
right. You
know, you can go all directions of positive and negative with things like this, but it's really important for everybody because we're only as strong as our weakest links, right? So we have to boost everybody up.
Right.
And there has been, it's been very fun getting together with you guys and working through this because we've become part of it too. And there, we're not going to talk about all the locations right now, but we will put those on the website.
Yep.
But there's lots of locations.
There are.
There's not going to be hard to donate.
No.
So what kind of things are we looking for? Because we're going to get run out of time here. So I want to make sure people know what we're looking for, when they can donate, and, you know, where to take it.
Yeah, so what we're looking for are diapers or baby hygiene items. So really popular items include that diaper rash cream, as well as like baby shampoo, body wash, those sorts of things. And we also accept formula, though we're really prioritizing the hygiene side of things on this drive. I will say that we do, through our membership with the National Diaper Bank Network, we have greater purchasing power that way. So money is always a great option. But people have quite a few opportunities to give. So in person at one of our collection sites, and you know the Baby's Place will be one of those sites, as well as online. We do have an Amazon wish list. You can give that way if you want to still give a tangible item, or monetarily. And that will, again, be available on our website.
Okay. And so the Neighbor's Place is a donation spot.
Yes.
And I think everybody knows where that is, but tell us where that is, because again, we're going to run out of time really quick here. So tell us where the Neighbor's Place is, what hours are available, and then on, again, the links, there'll be links so you will know the other locations to this. But Command Central is the Neighbor's Place, right?
Yes. So we are located at 360 Grand Avenue in the Community Partners campus. So you'll see Community Partners campus on the outside. You won't see a sign for the baby's place there, but just come right in the front doors. We'll have a pack and play set up inside where you can drop off your donations. You can also, if you don't want to come inside, we've got a garage door on the north side of the building. People can roll up there and drop off their donations there. And our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday, and 8 to 1 on Friday.
Okay. And if there's a off time or a different thing, call and set up a time, right?
I'm happy to receive phone calls and set up an appointment.
Perfect. And if you guys have not been to the community campus, you need to get down there and check this place out because it is amazing. They've done great work down there. And this is just one little drip in the bucket of the cool stuff that they're doing. So hopefully you guys can get on board and help donate to this awesome cause. Again, this is the second annual diaper and baby hygiene drive. The date is between September 20th and September 30th is the official collections date. I'm going to speak out of turn a little bit and say, if you're a day before or a day after, you're not going to turn the things away, right? Mm-hmm. But this is the allotted time. So again, we will link those things. And I want to thank you so much, Elizabeth Robinson, again, Community Engagement Manager with the Neighbor's Place and the Baby's Place, doing the second annual diaper and baby hygiene drive. So we're going to keep going on the podcast to get a little more of this detail. And hopefully we get some really good response from this and everybody can really get engaged and help out the community and these babies.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. And we will talk to you guys soon. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming back and checking out the podcast version of this second week in September. We are talking to Elizabeth Robinson, Community Engagement Manager at the Neighbor's Place and the Baby's Place. We are working with the Neighbor's Place and Baby's Place for this diaper drive, we along with others, and one of the main, or the main, the ones that started this, right, is the Knights of Columbus Wausau chapter, Wausau Council, 1069, and have done a really awesome job with this, right? Like, these guys are just, they're doing it.
Yeah.
They are out there working this.
Yeah.
And we've got, I didn't say during the on-air portions, but we do have a bunch of collection sites. And I'm going to run through them really quick now because we have the time to do it on here, but I'm not going to linger on them. So in Wausau, our collection sites include Banter, Children's Imaginarium, Cloverbelt Credit Unions, Dunkin' Donuts Bridge Street, Marathon County Employees Credit Union, Nicolet Banks, People's State Banks, Sam's Club, Third Street Lifestyle Center, Woodson YMCA, an incredible bank in Wausau, also the Wausau Police Department and the Wausau Fire Department. Edgar, we have Nicolet Bank, Cronenwetter, Valley Community Credit Union, Marathon City, Green Table Coffee House, Pizza Market, People's State Bank, Imozini, Child Caring Inc., Valley Community Credit Union. And in Schofield and Weston, we have Banter, People's State Bank, Aspirus YMCA, and Incredible Bank. And that is just some of the drop-offs. That should be the main drop-off locations.
Right.
There might be one or two maybe that might pop up. But at the end of the day, if you don't know where to take them, bring them to the neighbor's place. Community Partners Campus on Grand Avenue, right across from the fire and the police station. Can't miss the big gray building. It's beautiful. They've redone all of the things. So what are some of the needs? Like, how many diapers does a baby go through? These are boggling numbers. I mean, I had a child, and if I thought, wow, if I had to count every one, what is the average baby diaper usage?
So early on, it's about 12 a day, and that's going to vary some baby to baby, but roughly 12 a day. And so when you add that up, it's estimated that a family should budget $1,000 for diapers in the first year, and that's diapers alone. That doesn't include your wipes, your diaper rash cream, any of the other hygiene products that go along with diapering.
Yeah. And so it's constant.
It's constant, yes.
Until and they're like X3, 4 years old, possibly.
Right. And then we get the question a lot, like, what about cloth diapers? That's an option for sure. And there are organizations out there who will set a family up with cloth diapers because they're very expensive up front. So you have to have that money to make that investment. But you also cannot send a child to daycare with cloth diapers. So that eliminates that option. And then you can also not wash them in a laundromat.
Right.
So if you have your own washer and dryer at home, yes, that's an option. But you also have to have a different child care option other than
And it's a, I would assume that it's a healthy way, or is it even a health issue, or is it a convenience issue with the diapers, or, you know, washables to disposables?
I mean, it can be a hygiene issue. It's definitely not convenient. I've had friends who have tried cloth diapers, and it's challenging to keep up with. You also have to wash them on hot water to get your water that hot
to
really
disinfect and
sterilize them. That's a challenge as well. So many things now you wash on cold, and so yeah, it's just a different mindset that you have to get in, a schedule you have to get in to stay on top of that.
And I don't want to get like too into details, but if babies aren't changed frequently, there's problems, right? Like we all know about diaper rash and things like that.
Right.
And there's bigger problems that can cause too. We don't want any of that. We want nice, clean baby hinies, right?
Exactly. So yeah, diaper rash can become infected if they're not properly cared for. It's also, it's really uncomfortable for a baby, and their way of communicating that and expressing that is through crying. Mm-hmm. And so when a baby is crying more, they're more upset, that's having a ripple effect on the mental health of the family. You know, it's...
Yeah, nobody's happy.
Nobody's happy at home. So it really does impact the entire family.
How does somebody get involved on the community, like... If I were in need of this, how do I get help from the Neighbor's Place?
You could give us a call. Our number is 715-845-1966, and we can kind of walk you through that process if you want some more information. Otherwise, we are open Monday through Thursday for distribution. Our hours vary a little bit, so I recommend checking our website on that. But you're eligible for diapers once a month. It's a supplemental supply, so it's roughly your quarter monthly allotment of diapers, and that's 75 diapers, 50 pull-ups. And I know it's been a huge support for families. There's nothing else in the community quite of this scale for families. They additionally get wipes for their kids, and then as we have them available, those hygiene products.
And diapers are not cheap.
No, like, they are not.
I look at, my daughter is very old. She's, well, not very old, but she's 26. She's been out of diapers for a minute. But I have friends and people, you know, are having babies, and you go out to the baby shower, and I always buy diapers or the onesies and the things that they think they want. I never give them those. I give them the things they're going to need.
Right.
Diapers, onesies, you know, that stuff.
Yeah.
And holy smokes, I think I'm so glad that I don't have a baby right now.
Right.
And even back then, I mean, it's all sliding to where we are, but it's an expense that we, it is necessary. It is important, and it is medical, right? Like the babies need to be taken care of. So what a great service that you guys are doing through the Neighbor's Place. And I want to make sure that people that are hearing this understand the caliber of people you have at the Neighbor's Place, because social programs, I feel in general, usually get a bad rap. Like people aren't nice, they're, you know, rude or whatever. You guys are amazing. Like you have a bright, beautiful facility, and everybody there is very friendly. So like, don't be afraid to call you guys.
Right.
Don't be afraid to stop in.
So that is a huge part of our mission, is that people don't feel a stigma around receiving assistance, whether it's for food or for diapers. You know, any one of us could fall on hard times and be in a place of need. We're here. We want to support people through that. And we're here to show up with smiling faces and walk through our services and get people the support that they need. And if it's not something that we can support them with, that's a beautiful thing about us being in the campus, is we have great relationships with the other nonprofits there. There are a lot of great services right in the campus, so we can direct people accordingly.
Sure. And, you know, maybe, like you said, everybody could fall on hard times. And you know what? When you're off of those hard times, then you can come back and donate and help it back out and pay it back.
And we see a lot of that. And that is really special donations that come in when people share their stories.
So if somebody in the community is listening to this right now and doesn't need your services but wants to help with your services, how do they get involved?
Yeah, we have a volunteer application on our website. They can also reach out to me. I can share my email if that's helpful.
Absolutely.
So my email is elizabeth@neighborsplace.org. Pretty easy, but neighbors is hard to spell. So N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-S, neighborsplace.org. So we have ongoing needs. There are diaper packing opportunities. There are opportunities to shop with our guests in the market. That's something we really highlight as something that's unique to us, is, you know, our guests are choosing the food that they want, but they have a personal shopper there with them to guide them through. Also have a conversation with them. How are you going to use this? What are you planning on making with that item? I like to make this for my family. And so that's a really great opportunity. Also distributing diapers in the baby's place. Yeah, many options.
Do you still have, I know at the beginning there was a program, so I hope it's still that, with the food, that there's cooking classes, isn't there?
Right now we're partnering with Health First and their WIC program. And so WIC eligible families, it's actually starting on Friday. They'll be coming in and getting family-friendly recipes utilizing things that you can get with your WIC benefits and in the market at the Neighbor's Place. And then they'll learn more about our various services on campus.
Who needs those home order, you know, subscriptions?
Yeah,
you got
right?
you guys. Like, right? And that's awesome because you don't go to the grocery store and see this new whatever produce and come with instructions.
Right.
Unless you're seeking it. So that's really nice. And we are diverse and we are agricultural
right.
around here and have a lot of farmers markets and stuff. And we have many people from different areas of the country and the world that
right.
live here now. So it's very cool to be like, here's this new produce to you who's maybe not been to this country. Here's how you use it.
Right. And the fact that it's free to them. They don't have to buy into it and then have their family not like it.
Right.
So we feel excited about that, that people can try something new and different and see if they like it without, you know, without the cost associated with it. I do want to highlight just to put in perspective with diaper need right now, the National Diaper Bank does a survey every so many years, and the last one was released in 2013 in the summer. So this is a nationwide survey that's done just to gauge the state of the need, and currently 1 in 2 families experience diaper need. So 1 in 2, like that's cutting across income levels here.
And almost everybody you
almost
know
everybody.
With a child
yes.
is struggling.
Yes.
So let's not have that struggle anymore, right? Like let's
yes.
help.
And so we are here to help. We've seen a 250% growth in a year's time at the Baby's Place. So we know that word's getting out. This program has only been around since 2021. And just to give you some context there, we were inside the Neighbor's Place, our former location on Scott Street. The Baby's Place was inside. So when people were driving up for their food, they didn't necessarily see it. They weren't necessarily aware of it. And so now that it has its own location, people are coming through, word is getting out, and that's what we want, you know, that people get the support that they need.
And your location now, I mean, not that it was bad before, but it was a little off the beaten path.
Right.
But you guys are right on Grand Avenue.
Right on Grand, yeah.
Cannot miss it. If you know where the fire department is and the police station and the big church, you're right there.
Right down the block.
All
of
the things.
Across
quick
the street.
Trip, all of the stuff.
Yeah.
So very easy to get to.
Yep, on the A bus line, we tell people that, and we know ridership is up since we've moved into this location, so people are making use of public transportation to get
Good.
To us.
Yeah. Good. And one family at a time, right? Helping
right.
one little baby with some little diapers at a time, and the drive again goes through, it is September 20th through the 30th. Is the official day, right, or official days that the drive is. If you cannot make it in there, you can always, before or after, that doesn't close the doors. We still want those donations. And again, this is the Knights of Columbus, the Wausau Council, 1069 is the spearheads of this, right? And
brought
all of the rest of us to the party. So we did talk about the drop-off locations that can be posted up with this as well. And if there's any questions, go to the Neighbor's Place.
Yep.
So I'm going to have Elizabeth take us out one more time. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how to get a hold of you at the Neighbor's Place.
All right. Elizabeth Robinson, Community Engagement Manager at the Neighbor's Place with the Baby's Place. We are located at 360 Grand Avenue, just inside where the front anchor of the building. And our hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. And then Friday, you can see us between 8 and 1 p.m.
All right. And again, the link will be posted with this. So if you guys can just click right on that and we'll go right to them. Otherwise, very easy to get through on the bus, on the A line, right? You said the
right,
A bus?
Right, A line.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming in. I'm very excited to see how this turns out because I want to raise a bunch of diapers here for this. So we're going to do our part and help out the community and hope everybody that's listening gets to participate in some way, whether you volunteer or maybe bring in a pack of diapers.
Right.
Everything is appreciated.
Right.
So thank you so much. And again, thanks to Ace Handyman for sponsoring September and everything, baby. And we will talk to you again. And we'll be seeing Elizabeth again in the future because I'm going to make her come back in here for the next stuff they got going on. So thank you so much again, Elizabeth.
Well, thank
and we will talk
you for
to you
having
again.
Me.